在传道书里头，所罗门王列出了很多、我们人生一定会遇到的事情。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon listed out a number of things that we as human will encounter in life.
常常我们会问说，为什么是我？
And we might often ask, why me?
当我们这样问的时候，事实上事情已经发生在我们身上。
Usually when we ask these type of questions, we have already encountered the matter.
其实我们、应该更积极的是想一下这样的事情它为什么会发生。
But a better question is not so much of why me, but why does this happen?
那再来就是那我们应该怎样去面对。
And how can we confront this matter?
这样子我们才能够真的从里面、去得到智慧，去捡到那个铜、我们可以得到的铜板。
Then we could truly learn wisdom from our life encounters.
经过思想也才能够让我们更愿意来寻求神，来敬畏神。
And after we contemplate on our life experiences, then we will want to draw closer to God.
很多时候埋怨并不能真正解决问题。
We know that complaint itself does not help us solve any problem.
应该去分析为什么会有这样的事情。
Rather, we need to analyze why we have this encounter.
更重要的是如何去面对。
And more importantly, how we must go about confronting the issue.
请看传道书第三章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter
3. 传道书三章第五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节，抛掷石头有时，堆积石头有时，怀抱有时，不怀抱有时。
Verse 5, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
这个下半句话、让我们会想到的、这种人与人之间的人际的关系。
The second part of this verse reminds us of our human relationships.
人常常是、非常的复杂。
Humans have very complex relationships.
人的复杂常常表现在人际关系上面。
And the complexity, human complexity is often displayed or manifested in their relationships.
我现在用这张脸来对你，可能明天就不是用这张脸来对你。
My facial expression you see today may be very different tomorrow.
所以我们的题目是此一时彼一时。
So our topic this afternoon is now and then.
现在是这一个关系，明天可能不是同样的这样的关系。
The relationship you have with somebody today may be different tomorrow.
人与人之间的关系有时候就好像一张纸那么的薄。
Human relationship could be as thin as a piece of paper.
甚至连最亲密的、先生、丈夫、父母、儿女，有时候也是会有这样的情形。
And sometimes even our closest family members, our spouse, our parents or children may have broken relationships.
在参加宴席的时候是充满着热闹欢喜。
At the time of a banquet, may seem to be very joyful and collegial.
但是、我们也知道，这天底下没有那个不结束、不婚不散的这个宴席。
But we also know that all happy occasions must come to an end.
所以、我们从第五节的下半句话、我们一起来思想一下。为什么会有这些不同的人际关系？
So from the second part of verse 5, let's take this afternoon's time to think about why we have these different types of human relationships.
那我们如何来处理，如何来面对？
And how do we face these relationships?
我们请看传道、这个创世纪二十九章。
Let's first refer to Genesis chapter 29.
创世纪二十九章十三节。
Genesis chapter 29 verse 13.
拉班听见外甥雅各的信息，就跑去迎接，抱着他，与他亲嘴，领他到自己的家， 雅各将一切的事情，一切的情由告诉拉班。
Verse 13, then it came to pass when Laban heard the report about Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him, and brought him to his house. So he told Laban all these things.
这大概是雅各跟拉班的第一次的见面。
This was perhaps Jacob's first meeting with Laban.
一个从来没有见，或许从来没有见过面的外甥跟舅舅，他们彼此见面。
This nephew and this uncle met for the very first time.
他们是有这种血缘的关系。
They were related through blood.
所以当他们这个第一次的见面，你看他们，照他们的风俗，他们拥抱，他们亲嘴。
So according to their culture and tradition at that time, you could see that they embrace each other and they kiss each other on their first meeting.
哇，这是一个多么感人，那种感受到所谓的亲情的那种美好的感觉。
What a heartwarming picture of human relationship here.
再请看创世纪三十一章。
Let's now refer to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章第二节。
Genesis chapter 31 verse 2.
第二节，雅各见拉班的气色，向他不如从前了。
Verse 2, and Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and indeed it was not favorable toward him as before.
经过了十几二十年。
After a couple of decades.
同样的两个人。
We're talking about the same two people.
但是雅各他发现舅舅对他的脸色。跟以前不一样。
Jacob has now noticed that his uncle doesn't look at him the same way anymore.
第一节。
Verse 1.
雅各听见拉班的儿子们有话说，雅各把我父亲所有的都夺去了，并借着我们的父亲得了这一切的这个财富。
Chapter 31, verse 1. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has acquired all his wealth.
这虽然是拉班的儿子所说的话，但是跟这个拉班是有关系的。
Even though these words were uttered by Laban's sons, but they are also related to Laban, after all.
这就是为什么拉班对雅各的脸色不一样。
This is the reason why Laban has changed his countenance toward Jacob.
那我们知道这当中就是财富利益的问题。
And you could tell by these verses that it is because of wealth and profits.
所以为什么人际关系会有很大的变化，常常跟利益会扯上关系。
Human relationship often change significantly because of some gains and profits financially.
人活着一定也跟钱跟财富脱离不了关系。
And as humans, we always have to deal with money.
因为钱财是人这个生活的必须要的手段之一。
Because money is the tool by which we have to sustain our life.
再怎么样，我们也一定要跟钱财这个打交道。
No matter how hard we try, we still have to deal with money.
但是这个又一定会影响到人际关系。
And unfortunately, money has a great impact on people's relationship.
所以那这是人际关系的人际关系问题的原因。
This is one of the root causes of human relationship problems.
那我们应该怎么来处理，怎么来面对？
So how are we supposed to deal or face this problem?
我们看那雅各他怎么来处理。
Let's learn from Jacob's example.
同样三十一章的二十节。
Let's read the same chapter, chapter 31, verse 20.
二十节，雅各背着亚兰人拉班偷走了并不告诉他。
Verse 20, and Jacob stole away unknown to Laban the Syrian in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee.
二十一节，就带着所有的逃跑，他起身过大河，面向基列山行去。
Verse 21, so he fled with all that he had. He rose and crossed the river and headed toward the mountain of Gilead.
这是雅各处理的方法。
This is how Jacob deal with this relationship problem.
啊，你既然不给我好脸色看，那我何必跟你在一起？
Well, if you're not going to look at me favorably, then I guess I should get out of here.
啊，我有我的想法，甚至脚长在我的身体上。
I have my ideas. I could control my own body.
啊，所以雅各就来一个不告而别。
So Jacob decided to leave without informing his uncle.
啊，那这里是啊，就是啊，甚至是用那种啊逃命啊逃跑的。
In fact, he fled.
啊，这是雅各的解决方法。
This is how Jacob deal with that problem.
那事实上，这不是好方法。
Actually, this is not a good example.
啊，这是一种逃避。
This is an escape.
啊，那逃避不能够解决事情。
Escape cannot help us solve any problem.
啊，甚至会让问题更加的严重。
In fact, by running away, we might make the matter worse.
啊，雅各以为说他可以跑得了。
Jacob thought that he could flee away from his uncle.
啊，事实上他是跑不了的。
The fact of the matter is that he could not flee.
啊，所以他被这个他的舅舅拉班给追上了。
So actually, his uncle caught up to him.
啊，那在那个很紧要的关头，神出面。
But at that critical moment, God intervened.
好，我们请看创世纪三十一章二十四节。
This is in Genesis chapter 31, verse 24.
夜间，神到亚兰人拉班那里，在梦中对他说：“你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。”
Verse 24, Genesis chapter 31. But God had come to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad."
是的，我们也常常靠自己想要来解决问题。
Yes, indeed, we try to use our own power to solve our problems.
其实很多的时候，因为神的怜悯，神保护了我们。
But actually, it's due to God's mercy that He's protecting us in secret.
很多时候不是真的我们能够解决问题。
Often, we have to realize that we cannot do anything to solve our own problem.
尤其当我们是靠自己。
Particularly when we try to solve the problem with our own hands.
我们把神摆到一旁。
When we put God aside.
我们把道理摆在一旁。
When we put God's teaching aside.
在面对着人际关系，有时候我们真的会这么做。
Sometimes that's how we deal with human relationship problems.
把神摆一旁，把道理摆一旁。
We put God and His teaching aside and try to solve the problems with our own might.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
拉班说：“我手中原有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。”
Laban said to Jacob, verse 29, "It is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, 'Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad.'"
所以感谢神啊，我们有神常常在我们的生活当中啊，神来出手来介入我们的生活。
We thank God that often God will intervene in our life to help us.
神并没有说你把我摆一旁，我就不管你。
God will not neglect us just because we have put Him aside.
这是神的爱，神伟大的地方。
This is why God is so loving and He is a great God.
那面对着这个人与人之间这种利益冲突，事实上圣经给我们的原则是什么？
So what does Bible teach us when we have conflict of interest with against other people?
我们请看创世纪十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章第八节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 8.
第八节，亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。”
verse 13:8 So Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren."
在这里亚伯兰跟罗德之间也是有了这种利益上的不协调。
So here we know that the background of the story is that Abraham and Lot also have some conflict in their interests or their profits.
但是亚伯兰他所用的就是这个圣经的原则。
But Abraham dealt with the problem with biblical principles.
那他就找 找罗德啊，然后跟他讲，我们彼此之间是骨肉，我们不应该相争。
He said to Lot, "You and I are brethren. We should not fight against each other."
在这里的这些人都知道你我的关系。
Everyone around here knows how we are related.
啊，他们都知道我们是敬拜神的。
They also know that we both worship God.
他们都在看我们怎么来处理这样的事情。
They're watching as to how we will deal with this issue.
哦，这样的事情不是只有存在亚伯拉罕跟罗德之间。
This is not the only, this kind of problem doesn't only exist between Abraham and Lot.
哦，但是很多人都在看他们要怎么处理。
But everyone around them are looking at them. They're watching how they will handle this issue.
哦，因为他们是外来的人，是容易引人注意的。
Because Abraham and Lot were considered visitors, they're foreigners, and so they attract attention naturally.
同样的，今天很多人知道我们是基督徒。
Similarly, many people today around us know that we're Christian.
他们也知道我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
They may even know that we're members of the true Jesus Church.
所以很多时候他们也来看我们，你怎么处理事情。
So often they will also want to watch how we deal with matters in our life.
第九节。
Verse 9.
亚伯兰说，遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
Abraham said to Lot, is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. And if you go to the right, then I will go to the left.
在这样的情况之下，总是要有人愿意吃亏。
Under such circumstances, somebody has to take the first step back.
我们都一直在灵修自己。
We're all trying to cultivate our spirit.
为了什么？
Why?
常常就是为了这样的时候。
We are cultivating ourselves to prepare for moments like this.
一个更有灵修的人，他应该更容易来让步吃亏。
A person who is spiritually cultivated will be more willing to sacrifice and to yield.
我们都当然都希望在生活上我们的物质是非常的充足，甚至是富裕的。
Materialistically speaking, we all hope to be well provided for, or in fact, we might even want to have abundance.
但是我们知道，这常常也是对我们的一个考验，甚至是试探。
But we also know that material abundance may become a test or a trial for us.
那这常常会显示在我们的人际关系上。
And this often would manifest in our human relationship.
好，我们再看创世纪二十七章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 27.
创世纪二十七章四十一节。
Verse 41.
四十一节。以扫因他父亲给雅各祝的福，就厌恨雅各，心里说：“我为父亲居丧的日子近了，到那时候，我要杀我的兄弟雅各。”
Chapter 27, verse 41. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him, and Esau said in his heart, "The days of the mourning of my father are at hand; then I will kill my brother Jacob."
这以扫他所厌恨的人是他双胞胎的弟弟。
The person whom Esau hated was his own twin brother.
他想要杀害的人是他双胞胎的弟弟。
The person whom he wished to kill is his twin brother.
这样的人际关系真的是很让人伤心悲哀。
How tragic is this human relationship?
但是这个也是会存在于我们每一个人的生活里头。
However, this type of relationship may also be found in our own life.
让我们非常气愤，甚至变成恨的，竟然是我们的亲兄弟。
The people who upset us, who anger us the most, may be our own very brother.
那这样的事情应该怎么处理？
So how are we supposed to handle that?
真的。对人来讲，这没有办法解决。
From a human perspective, this seems impossible.
这个世界上有多少这样的事情存在？
How many of such human relationships have you seen before?
从世界的历史来看，甚至演变成后来民族跟民族、国家跟国家一直没有办法解决的这一种仇恨对抗。
By human history, we could see that this type of personal hatred could potentially evolve into into the animosity between two people or two nations.
哦，面对这样的事情，真的只有寻找神。
The only way to solve this type of problem is through God.
好，常常这样的事情没有神在当中，人是没有办法去解决的。
Without God's help, it is impossible for human to resolve this type of conflict.
好，我们请再看三十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 33.
三十三章第四节。
Genesis chapter 33, verse 4.
以扫跑来迎接他，跑来迎接雅各，将他抱住，又搂着他的颈项，与他亲嘴。两个人就哭了。
But Esau ran to meet him, that's Jacob, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him, and they wept.
好，那一个曾经说我要杀我弟弟的，那也是这里跑过去跟弟弟拥抱、亲嘴的。
The man who said I will kill my brother is now the man who ran over, embraced him, and kissed him.
那在这种情形之下，再怎么不哭的人也一定会哭。
No matter who you are, if you understand the context, you would be like them, you would weep.
哦，这真的是太让人激动了。
Because this is so emotional.
那除了神的介入之外，好，我们来看，当雅各面对这个事情，他怎么处理？
In addition to God's intervention, we could also study more about how Jacob handled his difficult relationship.
当然，这里头有神给雅各对雅各的祝福。
Of course, we know that God intend to bless Jacob through this incident.
但是很多时候，在神的祝福里头，不等于我们就不用做什么。
But often, we have to learn an important lesson while God blesses.
人可以做的事情，神不会代替我们做。
God will not.Reach out to do things that we could do ourselves.
那我们做不到的事情，神会怜悯我们，为我们做。
But what we cannot humanly accomplish, God will reach out His hand and help us.
比如说改变一个人的那种厌恨的心，这个常常不是我们人做得到的。
For example, to change somebody who has a fundamental hatred towards someone, that's something that we cannot change.
但是无论如何，我们人也要尽我们的本分，努力的尽我们应该做的事情。
But no matter what, we could do our best to do what we can within our power.
生活当中如果有仇人，这是一件很痛苦的事。
It is very upsetting to have enemies in our life.
但是更不幸的，常常那个仇人就是我们的亲人。
But what's even more tragic is that sometimes the people we hate the most are actually our family members that we have to live with.
那我们来看看雅各的努力。
Let's take a look at how Jacob worked hard.
创世纪三十二章十三节。
Let's turn back to chapter 32, Genesis chapter 32.
三十二章十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节，当夜雅各在那里住宿。就从他所有的物中拿礼物，要送给他哥哥以扫。
So he lodged there that night, and he took what came to his hand as a present for Esau, his brother.
接下来就在讲雅各他到底要送多少给他的哥哥。
And so the following passage describes Jacob accounting for the gifts that he prepared for his brother.
如果是你的话，你拿得出来吗？
If you or Jacob, would you be willing to give up so much for the person who wants to kill you?
但是雅各他愿意。
But Jacob was willing.
二十节。
Verse 20.
并且你们要说你仆人雅各在我们后边，因为雅各心里说，我借着我在我前头去的礼物解他的恨，然后再去见他的面，或者他容纳我。
Verse 20, and also say, Behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face, and perhaps he will accept me.
那雅各他也准备了自己一个非常低下非常谦卑的一个态度。
Jacob also had prepared to lower himself and to meet Esau with a humble heart.
一个事情对错，这个是常常很难分得清楚。
Often it is difficult to determine who is right and who is wrong.
那在这里雅各他就是一直承认是我的错，是我的错。
In this case, Jacob acknowledged that he was at fault.
好，我们再看到三十三章的第三节。
Let's refer to chapter 33, verse 3.
第三节，雅各自己在他们前头过去，一连七次俯伏在地，才就近他哥哥。
Verse 3, then Jacob crossed over before them and bowed himself to the ground seven times until he came near his brother.
雅各在这个时候，他也算是一个财主。
At this point, Jacob can be considered a very wealthy man already.
但是他却是用这样子的一个动作态度。要 来见他的哥哥。
But yet he had displayed such a humble gesture to meet his brother.
那我们也可以想象得到，这时候的雅各，他的腿已经瘸了。
We also know that at this point, Jacob had in fact became a cripple.
一个瘸腿的人他这样子连续七次的俯伏俯伏爬起来再俯伏。
It was not easy for a crippled man to bow himself to the ground and to get up and do the same thing seven times.
如果我们是以扫，我想我们也一定会非常的感动。
If we were Esau, I believe we would also be very touched.
那这也让我们想到说，为什么神要让雅各的腿瘸了？
This may also be a reason why God had allowed Jacob to become crippled.
那或许这也是原因之一，因为他要见哥哥。
Because it will help him earn his brother's forgiveness.
那他们兄弟之间为什么会有仇恨？
So why did these two brothers hate each other to begin with?
我们知道一开始神本来的意思就是要祝福雅各。
We know that since the very beginning, God had intended to bless Jacob.
这个是在他们家族里头应该是一个公开的秘密。
This is an open secret that's known to everyone in the family.
至少做妈妈跟做爸爸的是知道的。
At least for both the father and the mother, they knew very well God's intention.
以人性来讲，这做妈妈的可能私底下也已经跟雅各讲了。
And you could imagine perhaps the mother had already told this secret to Jacob.
但是我们看到说人还是很没有耐性的，要用人自己的方法来代替神的意思。
However, we see that humans, as humans, they were not patient to wait for God's timing.
那这就是为什么这对兄弟产生仇恨的原因。
This is the root cause of why these two brothers hated each other so much.
雅各跟利百加如果不要去用那些方法手段，那应该就不会有这样的冲突的存在。
If Jacob and Rebecca did not try to use their own means to earn the father's blessing, then they would not have this conflict.
所以在人际关系的人与人之间的相处上面，我们也要常常问我这样的做法或者所讲的话是有没有符合这个神的旨意。
So today it is important for us to reflect to see if the way we deal with people is in accordance with God's will and God's teaching.
真的常常很多问题不是神给我们的，是我们自己去制造出来的。
In fact, often a lot of our own problems is created by our own hands, not because they are given by God.
神常常要替我们来收拾这个所带来的一些负面的后果。
God, in fact, have to clean up after the damage that we have done to ourselves.
我们再请看到耶稣雅记二十二章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 22. By this time, Joshua had led the people and have almost completely conquered the land of Canaan.
那在约旦河东边的两个半支派他们已经完成任务，所以他们可以回到他们的地方。
The two and a half tribes who live east of Jordan have accomplished their mission and now can earn their right to go home.
耶稣雅记二十二章第十节。
Chapter 22, verse 10, Book of Joshua.
第十节，流便人、加得人和马拉西半支派的人，到了靠近约旦河一带迦南地，就在约旦河那里筑了一座坛，那坛看着高大。
Verse 10, and when they came to the region of Jordan, which is in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, a great impressive altar.
啊，他们在回到他们的地方的途中做了这件事情。
These people decided to build an altar on the way home.
11节
，Verse 11，
以色列人听说流便人、加得人、马拿西半支派的人靠近约旦河边，在迦南地属以色列人的那边筑了一座坛。
Now the children of Israel heard someone say, "Behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh have built an altar on the frontier of the land of Canaan, in the region of the Jordan, on the children of Israel's side."
因为所筑的坛是很高大，所以很明显。
Because what they built was great and it was impressive, it was very visible.
所以其他支派的人啊，有人看见。
So the children of the other tribe have witnessed this construction project.
啊，他们就把这件事情给传说出去。
And so they began to spread the word.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12.
全会众一听见，就聚集在示罗，要上去攻打他们。
And when the children of Israel heard of it,The whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered together at Shiloh to go to war against them.
那绝大部分的人，他们只是听见。
The majority of the people only heard about what was happening.
那他们就有这样的反应。
And this is their response.
我们聚集去攻打他们。
Let's gather together and fight them.
这个弟兄打弟兄，这是内战。
This is considered a civil war because the brothers are fighting against their own brother.
只是看到对方的一个动作啊，听说对方的一个动作。
They've only heard about this project from their brothers.
十三节。
Verse 13.
以色列人打发祭司以利亚撒的儿子腓尼哈往基列地去见流便人、加得人、马拿西半支派的人。
Then the children of Israel sent Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest of the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad and to half tribe of Manasseh into the land of Gilead.
好在啊，他们没有马上采取这个攻打的行动。
It's good thing that they did not begin the war immediately.
他们先派一些代表去了解。
But rather, they sent some representatives to go and find out what's really going on.
21节。
Let's skip over to verse 21.
于是流便人、加得人、马拿西半支派的人回答以色列军中的统领。
Then the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh answered and said to the heads of the divisions of Israel.
所以给对方一个解释的机会。
So they gave the other party an opportunity to respond.
33节。
Let's read verse 33.
以色列人以这事为美。就称颂神，不再提上去攻打他们。
So the things pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God, and they spoke no more of going against them in battle.
人与人之间有时候为什么很多时候会有问题
？Why do people have problems with each other？
因为我们人都有一种天性就是很正义、很冲动。
正义
righteous.
Because we all feel this self-righteousness, and we are also very reactionary.
我们很容易认为说这个是不对的。
We would pass a judgment quickly on someone.
那认为不对，就应该采取一些行动。
And we want to take action immediately.
那这就造成了人与人之间的冲突。
And this is what usually causes conflicts between people.
但是当冷静下来去了解之后
，But if you can cool down and think about it, analytically，
这个三十三节说，他们都认为这是一件美事。
In verse 33, the conclusion is that they all feel that this is a good thing. That it pleases them.
所以让我们看到，让我们提醒自己，为什么人与人之间会有问题
？So this reminds us again why people have conflict with each other.
因为我们常常看见、听见。然后就会曲解了对方真正的意思。
Because we often misinterpret what people are doing based on what we see and hear alone.
所以如果我们只是看或听 哦、不是不是听当事人，那我们就下判断，我们要提醒自己这个判断可能是错的。
We need to remind ourselves that our judgment on someone may be incorrect if we have not heard directly from that person's mouth.
哦，那应该怎么办呢？我们应该去当面的去沟通清楚。
So what should we do? We should sit down and communicate with that person directly.
哦，那我们被误会的这边呢，我们也应该有那个耐性，好好的去跟对方解释清楚。
Now, if we were the party who's misunderstood, then we need to have the patience and the endurance to explain our position to the other side.
好，请我们再看四世纪第九章。
Let's turn to another example in Judges. Chapter 9.
四世纪第九章第一节。
Judges chapter 9, verse 1.
第一节，耶路巴利的儿子亚比米勒到了示剑，见他众母，就对他们和他的外族全家的人说。
Then Abimelech, the son of Jerubbabel, went to Shechem to his mother's brother and spoke with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's father.
这个亚比米勒就是很有名的士师基甸的一个儿子。
Abimelech is the son of a famous priest, Jerubbaal.
Gideon.
Gideon. Excuse me.
第二节，请你们问事件的众人，说是耶路巴利的众子70人都管理你们好，还是一个人管理你们好？你们又要纪念我是你们的骨肉。
And verse 2 says, Please speak to the hearing of all the men of Shechem, which is better for you, that the 70 sons of the Jerubbaal reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember that I am your own flesh and blood.
这个时候是基甸已经死了。
At this time, Gideon has already died.
那这个基甸呢，他有包括亚比米勒啊，如果照这里的描写啊，有71个儿子。
According to the recording here, Abimelech is one of the 71 children, sons of Gideon.
那这个亚比米勒啊，他想要一个人来管理所有的这个会众。
Abimelech wished to rule the entire people alone by himself.
好，所以他要去联合这个示剑人。
So he wanted to build an alliance with the people in Shechem.
第三节
，Verse 3，
他的众母就便将一切的话为他说给示剑人听，示剑人的心就归向亚比米勒，他们说他原是我们的弟兄。
And his mother's brothers spoke all these things concerning him in the hearing of all the men of Shechem, and their hearts was inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said he is our brother.
第四节
，Verse 4，
就从巴利比利。土的庙中取了70舍客勒银子给亚比米勒，亚比米勒用以雇了些毁徒跟随他。
Verse 4, so they gave him 70 shekels of silver from the temple of Baal Bereth, with which Abimelech hired worthless and reckless men, and they followed him.
结果这些示剑人呢，他们真的就跟亚比米勒联合。
So the people of Shechem built this alliance with Abimelech.
这个能够联合就表示他们彼此之间有好的关系，所以才会联合起来。
To support Abimelech means shows that they have a very good relationship, and that's why they have this alliance.
但是他们的这一种友好呢，是建立在这个错误的基础上面。
But their alliance or their friendliness is built on a wrong foundation.
所以这个亚比米勒呢，就借着示剑人的力量杀了他其他70个这个同父异母的兄弟。
So as the story turns out, the Abimelech used the resources of the Shechem people and killed all his stepbrothers.
他们两者之间有很好的关系，联合起来，所以有那个力量。
They had a very good, strong relationship, and that's why with their resources combined, they're able to, they were very powerful.
看起来是有很好的友情友谊。
Even though it appears that they have a very good friendship or alliance.
但是是建立在错误的基础上面。
But it was built on the wrong foundation.
因为一起来做坏事。
Because they did evil together.
那最后的结果是怎样？
So what happened at the end?
啊，请看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
二十三节，神使恶魔降在亚比米勒和四见证人中间，四见证人就以诡诈待亚比米勒。
Verse 23, God sent a spirit of ill will between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech.
哦，神就让他们这样的友情啊，自然的去发展。
God allowed their relationship to continue to grow naturally.
哦，但是最后呢，他们就啊，不再是好朋友，而是互相为仇。
But in the end, they were no longer good friends, but instead they became enemies.
啊，甚至他们彼此自相的残杀。
In fact, they killed each other.
啊，本来是互相拍肩膀的好朋友。
They were good friends who covered and supported each other.
啊，但是隔没多久，互相拔刀子，拔刀子相向。
But not long after, they became enemies who would fight against each other.
啊，所以这个跟坏人之间的交往啊，有时候好像是会很甜蜜的。
So what this teaches us is that even our relationship with an evil person may seem very sweet for a moment.
哦，但是到最后一定是苦的。
But in the end, it will turn bitter.
哦，那真的那种彼此都是用正当的对的态度彼此交往，开始的时候觉得好像怎么不是那么的亲热。
But the relationship that's built on sound and godly foundation may seem very superficial in the beginning.
哦，但是这样的友谊才会啊，才是真实的，才会维持的长久。
But that type of relationship or friendship may be more persistent and more meaningful.
我们再看一个例子好了哈。好，我们再来看撒母耳记上十八章。
Let's look at another biblical example. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳记上十八章二十节。
1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 20.
二十节，扫罗的次女米甲爱大卫，有人告诉扫罗，扫罗就喜悦。
Verse 20. Now Michal, Saul's daughter loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him.
男女之间的关系啊，这也是一种人际关系。
The relationship between a man and a woman is also a very natural relationship.
这里说到这个扫罗的第二个女儿米甲，她爱啊，心里爱那个英雄大卫。
Here the Bible tells us that Saul's second daughter Michal, was in love with David, the hero.
那大卫对米甲的印象是怎样呢？
What was David's impression of Michal?
二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
扫罗的臣仆将这话告诉大卫，大卫就欢喜做王的女婿。日期还没有到。
So when the servant, when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to become the king's son-in-law.
那这个米甲是国王的女儿，她是公主。
Michal was a princess. She was the daughter of the king.
公主啊，当然通常有一个跟别人不一样的气质。
Naturally, she carries some unique aura.
所以这个大卫呢，应该对米甲也有一个很喜欢、很好的印象。
It would be understandable that David also find her to be lovely.
所以呢，这里说大卫就很愿意做扫罗王的女婿。
So here we see that David was very willing to become the king's son-in-law.
那也就是大卫需要去为扫罗王击杀这个敌人，这个非利士人。
In exchange, what David had to do is go and continue to fight the enemies for Saul.
所以这个是一个如果以爱情故事的话，这也是一个很美的爱情故事。
So if this were to be a love story, then this is a very dramatic and beautiful story.
哦，这个国王的女儿爱上了国王手下的一个啊，一个将军。
The king's daughter is now in love with one of the king's warrior.
哦，那他们彼此之间的爱慕，这个也应该是非常的真实的。
Their admiration for each other is probably very genuine.
哦，公主有一个很辉煌的气质。这个大卫啊，是一个英雄。
The princess grew up in a very well-provided environment, and David was the hero of a battlefield.
哦，所以这个大卫他愿意冒着生命的危险啊，去成为国王的女婿，能够跟公主结婚。
David was willing to continue to risk his life to serve in the military to earn the princess's love.
但是我已经讲过，人与人之间的关系。现在是一个样子，过了一段时间可能又是另外一个样子。
As I mentioned before, human relationship is very short-lived.
当时米甲是公主，大卫只是这个国王手下的一个将军而已。
In the beginning, Michal was the princess. David was no one but a warrior under King Saul.
但是谁晓得以后大卫成了国王？
Who would have known that David would become king one day?
我们请看撒母耳记下第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
撒母耳记下第六章十六节。
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 16.
十六节，神的约柜进了大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看，见大卫王在神面前踊跃跳舞，心里就轻视他。
Verse 16, now as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
这个米甲他在这里看见大卫的一个举动他觉得一个国王在众人面前这样子他就轻觉得说轻视这个大卫。
Michal despised David because she thought the king should not behave this way in front of the people.
那这个公主啊，她也没有把自己调试一下。
And this princess did not adjust her own mentality.
她没有想到说她的先生现在是一个国家的国王。
She has not made the connection that her husband is now the king of a nation.
所以她还保留着公主的那种脾气。
She still retained her temperament as a princess.
二十节。
Verse 20.
大卫回家给箭属祝福，扫罗的女儿米甲出来迎接他。他说：“以色列王今日在城圃被你眼前肉体，如同一个轻贱的人，无耻肉体一样，有好大的荣耀啊。”
Verse 20. Then David returned and blessed his household.And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servant, as one of the base fellows, shamelessly uncovering himself.
这米甲就在大卫的家人的面前呢，就这样子，这个很没有尊重他的先生，这个国王。
So in front of David's house, Michal mocked.And ridicule her own husband.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
扫罗的女儿米甲直到死日没有生养儿女。
Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.
经过了人生的动乱，他们两个人终于又可以在一起。
Experiencing the entire human life, the two of them are finally together again.
这本来可以是一个非常美丽的一个结局。
They could have ended in a very beautiful story.
但是就因为米甲她的这种态度没有改变。
But because Michal never changed herself.
就反而变成了一个让人觉得很可惜的一个可以说是悲剧。
It turns out to be a tragic story.
所以这告诉我们，这个时间一直在过去。
This reminds us that time continues to pass.
很多的事情，很多的人也都跟着在改变。
Things around us, people around us will continue to change.
有时候我们的态度应该改变的时候，我们要改变。
This means that we also have to change ourselves.
这米甲应该从公主改变成为这个妻子太太。
Michal should have changed herself from being a princess to being a wife.
那这个以前父亲手下的将军，他现在已经是一国的国王。
The warrior who used to serve her father is now the king of a nation.
这个时候是一个样子，另外一个时候他会是另外一个样子。
Now he is somebody, and then he will become someone else.
所以应该改变的时候，我们也要改变。
So it is important for us to change ourselves as time and things change around us.
这样我们的人际关系才会能够一直保持得很好。
This is going to help us maintain good relationship with people.
我们再看撒母耳记上二十五章。
Let's also refer to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
撒母耳记上二十五章四十节。
1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 40.
四十节，大卫的仆人到了加密去见亚比该，对他说：“大卫打发我们来见你，想要娶你为妻。”
When the servant of David had come to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, "David sent us to you to ask you to become his wife."
这个亚比该是那个地方的财主的太太。
Abigail was the wife of a rich man in that land.
但是也经过了一些的变化改变。
She had also had to go through some changes.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
亚比该就起来俯伏在地说：“我情愿做婢女，洗我主仆人的脚。”
Then she arose, bowed her face to the earth, and said, "Here is your maidservant, a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my lord."
这个亚比该她就是一个知道改变她态度的人。
Abigail was a woman who knew that how she ought to change her own attitude.
她看得出来，整个环境，整个人事已经改变了。
She recognized that her situation has now drastically changed.
最后就是绝对不要让人际的关系影响了我们跟神的关系。
Lastly, I want to remind you that we should never let our human relationship impact the relationship that we have with God.
不要因为人际的关系影响了我们的信仰，我们拜神的事情。
We should never let human relationship change our servitude and our worship toward God.
人是看得见的，神是看不见的。
Men are visible, but God is invisible.
所以我们常常很容易让看得见的人影响了我们跟看不见的神的关系。
Often we will let the visible relationship influence our invisible relationship.
那这样就非常的可惜。
That would be rather unfortunate.
那其实人际的关系，这时候一个样子，另外一个时候它可能是另外一个样子。
Indeed, our human relationship changes from moment to moment.
但是我们跟神的关系，它应该是永远不改变的。
But our relationship with God is persistent and everlasting and never changing.
我们一起唱诗153首。
Let us sing hymn number 153.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing the first and the last verse.
Oh,
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，是的，人际关系啊，有时候是会改变的，甚至让我们觉得伤心啊，觉得气馁。
Yes, indeed. Human relationship will change, and sometimes it will bring us, it will be very discouraging and bring us sadness.
啊，但是感谢神啊，神跟我们的关系，它应该是永远不改变的。
But we thank God that we have a never-changing relationship with God.
啊，无论我们觉得啊多么孤单或多么委屈，神他还是看顾着我们。
No matter how lonely and frustrated we may feel.We could count on God being there for us.
好，我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let us now offer our concluding prayer.
我们求主怜悯我们，祝福我们的人际关系。
We ask God to bless us and to have mercy on us so that we could maintain good relationship with people.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.